is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Oh, baby. Cold has really stepped it up.
Yeah, it's nice because, you know, we're setting up all the intros and outros for the best of show this week.
Right.
And so for the next 2 weeks, people are going to hear you with this goddamn... It's bad enough, Adam, with that deviated septum. Why don't you get that thing fixed?
Why? This is my bread and butter.
Sounding like that?
This is the goose that lays the golden eggs.
Chris, you have any, like, M&Ms or something? I want people to get a load of him eating in this condition. It's pretty...
Yeah, but listen, yeah. I should get my septum undeviated something. It's horrible. I sleep my mouth wide open. I have my maws flying into my mouth. I get all dry. Wake up every morning. You know, I wake up, my tongue cleaves to the roof of my mouth when I get up in the morning. There's got to be some, you know what, too? There's got to be some sort of way to get water in your mouth in the middle of the night.
A little sprayer.
It never works out. It just, whatever it is, it ain't working.
Yeah.
Have
you ever had a vaporizer go in your room?
I have. But
not a humidifier, a vaporizer.
I have had a vaporizer go in my room. And here's the whole thing about the vaporizer. Vaporizers or humidifiers, whichever one they are, I've had them both, I think. You got to fill them like every day and a half. Yeah. And you'll just never do that. And it's always some weird shape that doesn't fit in the sink. You got to do it in the tub. Then it's a weird thing where you got to fill it to the top and then somehow flip it over and screw it on without anything.
Those are usually humidifiers, though. Vaporizer, basically, it makes your room so wet, there's stuff dripping down the wall.
Well, I don't want to be like attacked by gecko lizard and have a spider monkey like banging over my head or anything. I'm going to wake up in a rainforest. All but right. I got to get something.
Right.
Hey, but here's the thing, too. When you go to bed drunk as much as I do, you get that cotton mouth in the middle of the night, too.
Yes.
And here's what...
This would be a perfect reason for you to stop drinking so much at night.
No.
No.
Not that's my medicine.
Yeah.
But listen, I got to work something out. But here's what I'm saying, Drew. Yeah. So somebody call in and help me with this. I do that thing where I take the glass of water, and you take the glass and you put it by the side of the bed, but it's dark and you're fumbling around, and there's always a delightful assortment of other junk on the nightstand that falls over.
I know what you're going to say.
What do I need?
You need like thing with a cap that skips that locks on and a straw, so you can kind of tip it towards you.
I need more.
A sippy cup like we use with the kids. Sippy cup.
Yeah, for like the four-year-old kids or the seniors that had the stroke. Now you know what I need. I need one of those things like they have in like NASCAR driving where there's actual like a long hose that goes into a little hopper and it's just set up there. Like, you know that thing, you know, like how quads propel their electric wheelchairs?
Yeah.
Like Stephen Hawking.
Like the reed of a oboe.
Yeah, just sticking out and I could move the bed around and get a little off it.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, how am I going to... I'm going to work
You'll
this
figure
out.
You're a genius.
And here's the other thing. Why does the water go stale when it's by the side of the bed? You know, the water, it's like, this water's no good. It's what is it, milk? It's just sitting in the goddamn cup.
And it has a limit. I mean, the absolute value of it becoming bad is 2 days.
Oh, no, it's a night.
But,
it don't make
but
it
But
in
2 days,
night.
It's like...
Yeah, it's like, what? Oh, the water, it's turned. It's gone bad. Water's rancid. Why isn't it bad in the pipe? Why isn't it bad in the reservoir?
That's weird. Maybe it's the
Where
plastic.
Where am I getting it from? It's not falling from the heavens into my plumbing. It's sitting in some tank somewhere, right?
Yeah.
All right, I got to work this out. I would like a nightstand. All right, here's what I would like. I would like a nightstand that is set up like the center console on an SUV. You know what I mean? Cup holders. Here's where you put your chain.
No, but it really should be,
tissue.
No, like center. It's like something that NASA would use or an airplane, you know, 767 pilot. You want something that you can toss stuff into and it'll catch it and throw stuff back at you. And
if we don't have...
You're going to vent this thing, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't... I need... No. What are you talking about?
I'm really invent something fantastic. You know, something that really.
Oh, you're saying invent something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, built like off the model of the center divider of a SUV.
All right, Drew. Come on, don't crap on my beautiful point. So the SUV center console, good enough. Good enough.
All right.
I need. Yeah. Okay. Here's what I need: custom vans. custom vans have that big hump that goes over the back of the engine in between the two front seats
right.
with all the stuff and the cool diamond-shaped padding on it.
Right.
That's what I need. Like I need to whip something up. I'm going to whip something up.
That's what I'm saying.
And there's going to be place in it for, like, a porn and a 44 pistol. I mean, it's going to have everything.
You know, a big thing now, these big survival kits that, like, TVs
yeah,
and radios and lights.
That's what this is going to have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Batteries and wind-up radios, beans and can openers.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah, this is going to be good. Because I've had an ass full of this stuff. And let me tell you this, too. Use these nightstands. They're just flat and smooth. They're just a little piece of furniture. I got a little of those foam little earplugs I use. How many times do you think I'm fishing them out from behind the nightstand when they fall behind the curtain and they slide under the bed and stuff? Like, how many times are you going to set those little foam things on top of the thing and grab the cup in the middle of the night and throw the eye shade down and toss the keys and whatever? How long before it needs a tray. Plus, it needs a drain. Because
well, yeah.
it needs a place you can, in a pinch, you got to heave,
or
you got to take care of business, or whatever.
Oh,
it's got to be a non-skid, durable.
Self-flushing.
It's got to be raked. It's got to drain.
All kinds of viscosities are going to end there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, this is
and
getting better.
Different volumes, too.
That's it.
And
I'm making my own nightstand.
And it could catch your keys and things, the things that get, you know, things that
yeah,
get lost in the
gotta
bedroom.
It's got to have an edge on it, a little tray.
You could funnel all that down into a tray, too.
Yeah.
Separate it out.
Yeah.
Your coins.
Yeah. Yeah, this is good. This is good, Drew. I'm working on this immediately. And not after the show, during the show.
I can tell that. We've wasted half the show already.
David?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah. Hey, what's up? First off, like, I wanted to say you guys are, like, awesome. I listen to you guys, like, every night.
Thanks.
I have, like, all right, yeah, I'm 16, and, like, I've been with, like, three or four girls, and, like, whenever, like, I'm making out with them, or, like, I'm, like, hugging them or something like that, like, if, like, my penis is, like, it's closed and everything, like, I'm a virgin and everything, and, like, when it's up against them, like, up against their body, like, I'll, like, after, like, 10 or 15 seconds, like, I ejaculate. And I have no clue why, and, like, I'm, like, scared to get naked or anything.
Hey, your pants are still on?
Yeah, yeah, I'm a virgin.
It's just frauderism. He's just up against.
What do they call that?
Frauderism.
Frauderism. Use that in a sentence.
Standing in the crowd, his tendency towards frauderism led to him soiling himself.
Really? what is that? Is that the same as a fraught?
No, it's totally differently spelled.
All right. Hey, David.
Yeah.
You're a very frauderistic young lad.
That's right.
What does that mean? Is that,
you,
is
people,
that
guys
like something
like,
that can be worked
on? You ruin your socks.
Well, I actually don't think that's what you have. What I'm referring to is something that people who really get into just rubbing up against somebody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what that is.
Cool.
But you just have a quick draw McGraw.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey,
yeah.
David.
There's something. Yeah.
Adam, know this. Adam is very jealous.
Really? Yeah.
Think of a money.
Can pull this off.
Think of the money he will save.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah.
You're not going to do a whole lot to correct this.
All right.
I'm going to be honest with you.
You're going to work with it.
Well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to find a woman, an understanding woman, and you're going to work it out.
You're going to work it out, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not. Well, let's say we add 100% to your time before you climax.
Or maybe.
What are you up to? 20 seconds
maybe
now?
Maybe he learns how to go again or something.
Here's what everyone needs to understand. You're pretty much how God made you. And God has a very cruel, sick sense of humor. If you're a guy with super skinny calves, you're not going to have big calves. You're never going to have muscular calves. You're never going to look right. You can do a bunch of exercises and make yourself look like a guy who doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
That may be the best you're going to do. And guys like this, that best he's going to do, it doesn't matter what he does, never really going to, not going to change that much.
There will be no ninja.
No, but he can get with a girl and still have a good time, and they can still work it out.
Figure it out, yeah.
But if he obsesses, ironically,
no good
about fixing this, now he's worthless.
Yep.
So there's a certain liberation to being effed up. You know what I mean? You just got
to
go
to accepting your limitations.
Yeah, and saying, look, this is how I am.
Yeah.
I'm not really going to put a dent in it. I sure as hell can double down on the oral sex now, get a little better at that, and we can still work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I'm getting mine. Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Maybe when I'm, you know, while we're eating. You know what I mean? It's got to be nice. I mean, there's, I mean.
I thought you'd be very jealous. You mentioned
it would. Well, I'll tell you why. Because I know more guys.
Strip club. Now,
than you
right?
would. Yes.
Yes, we're going to talk about
more
strip
club. Guys than you would know, Drew, actually have an orgasm in a strip club. I was shocked.
You brought this
shocked
up. You brought
appalled,
this up many, many
angered.
Times.
I was outraged.
Yes, I can tell. It's been
outraged.
Like on your mind. It, yes.
I was outraged, but I was secretly jealous
yes.
and outraged at the same time. I realized that I know guys who go to a strip club and have three orgasms. Can you believe that?
Well, first of all, you're missing out. And secondly, they want to go home after an hour, so you'll keep staying there.
Oh, for me, it's the thousands
yeah,
and thousands.
The dollars, the money.
Oh, it's the montage of the calendar, pages
yeah.
blowing by.
And the dollar
money,
bills. Yeah, dollar
spit
bills.
Out of the ATM. Champagne glasses toasting. Seasons changing.
Yeah, yes.
Old man, you know, going from young to yeah. old and then back to young again.
And there's
and the
Danny
birthing,
Kay again
and,
in the strip club.
Yes, it
yeah,
never
yeah.
just keeps going. And the, again, the ATM with the money just... just spraying out of it. Meanwhile, these guys, yeah, they walk in. Pfft, all right, let's go. Haven't finished my Fresca. I'm ready to go. Oh, pfft, all right, now I'm really ready to go. Let's rock. Oh, my God. I would love to talk to a stripper and find out what percentage of guys do this. It's shocking. Shocking to those of us who can't.
It's got to be under half.
Oh, so, yeah. It's well under half.
30%?
I'd say it's more in the 10 to 15
really?
Range. But if you are that guy, why aren't you living at the strip club? You know what I mean?
Why do you have a woman in your life?
Why'd she just like, so, I'm going to swing by my way into work. See, what time you got to be at work? 9? Jeez, Larry, it's 8:40. Yeah, I'm swinging. All right, going to work. Give me an OJ and a cup of coffee. And a breakfast croissant. I'm going to take it with me. On the way back from work... just a stop in, grab a light beer. Pfft, all right, heading home. That's it. That's all right. You're having sex. You got a relationship. And you got like 30 girlfriends and a DJ. You know what I mean? A lot of guys have multiple
safe.
Girlfriends,
it's
but we
safe.
Don't have that fat DJ with the ponytail and the leather fanny pack. It's all safe. I guess it is. Oh, and then you start thinking as you sit back on the sofa in the champagne room. I wonder how many guys can do this. I wonder how many of them have been sitting here. You know what I mean?
When you obsess, how many is it happening to right now?
It's more like
weird
how many how much mileage has been covered in this one stretch of sofa I'm stretched out on.
Oh, God.
See what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nicole?
Yes?
You're 20?
Yeah, I'm 20.
What's up?
Yes, I have genital warts. And I was wondering, can you give them to somebody if you don't have a breakout?
Absolutely.
You can?
Yes. You're not as contagious as if you have lots of warts present, but you can never tell when you are or are not. If you haven't had warts, if you haven't seen any warts for years and years, and your pap smear has been completely clean, it's possible they burn themselves out. It's possible you're not contagious, but short of that, you got to assume you're contagious.
Okay.
Don't they have any? Is there no... better way to test for these
no,
things than
yet.
What they have?
Not really.
Boy, you got to prioritize.
Yeah, I've had them since I was 14.
What? What happened at 14?
I was raped.
Yeah. What happened at 8?
I'm sorry?
What happened before the 14? What happened when you were like 7?
Before I was 14, before I was raped,
yeah.
I was also raped when I was 3.
There we go.
Who raped you when
I'm
you
not,
were three?
I've never talked to a 14-year-old rape victim who hadn't first been sexually abused. I've not met that person.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to that person.
Who raped you when you were 3?
My mom's boyfriend.
Mom's boyfriend.
What a delight. I'd like to give your mom a nice swift a boot and a vulva.
I haven't seen my mom. I don't even remember her.
Good.
Oh, my God.
She's a witch. The only good thing, the only comfort that comes from this is knowing it happened to her.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, unless I'm an atheist. What do I
do? Well, but see, spell that out, which is that if mom brought in an abuser of that caliber it means she is attracted to those sort of abuser, which means she too was sexually abused as a child.
Yeah.
Which is the great cycle of life.
Yeah, that's right. Hakuna Matata. Yeah. So, I want to do a Disney song about that. Hey, Nicole?
Yeah.
And then, now wait a minute. Now, have you gotten some therapy?
My adopted mom tried to put me in therapy, but they sort of like locked me in a room and gave me like naked dolls and Play-Doh, and they never talked to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that was your perception. That's not what happened.
Yeah. And by the way, that is kitty therapy. They give you clay and a sketch pad, and you sit on little stuff, and they tell you to do stuff.
And they just sit there and watch you.
Oh, what a gig. I got to get into that child psychology, Drew.
You like working with clay? Oh, yeah, of course you're
No, not working with – just
abusing kids?
Just hammering checks, you know, $90 an hour. Hey, little Nate, come on in here. How old are you? Oh, 7. Uh-huh. What happened? I ritualistically abused by a biker gang. there's some clay. Why don't you get busy? I'm going to go in the next room. I'm working on a thesis. And just go in the next room and sit and read, like, I don't know, psychology today. And then I come back like 50 minutes later. Let me see what you made there. Ooh, you made a very scary man. All right. I'm going to need that. I'm going to need $110. I got to recycle that. I got another kid coming in. Hey, little Bobby, what happened to you? Ritualistically abused by biker gang. Here's some clay. Oh, there's a charcoal pencil. Don't stab yourself with it. And there's a little mini chair and table. Go get busy. I'm going to head over here. I'll come back in like 20 minutes. Hey, how you doing? What you drawing? Stuff. Oh, okay. I'm going back in the other room again. That's a good gig. You never know. No one ever calls you out on it. No one, and you know what? Being a child psychologist is like the tards that write the children's books. Mm-hmm. No one ever calls you out on it. It's for kids. You know what I mean? You see the kid's book, Hop on Pop. Wow, this is genius. Really? Yeah, see, I hopped, on pop, I wouldn't stop.
You know, we had a huge discussion at the, I run a chemical dependency unit, and all the staff, we were getting together just in analyzing the Pooh characters, the Winnie the Pooh characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, each of them have a diagnosable psychiatric condition.
Yeah.
I mean, Eeyore's depressed.
Yeah.
Piglet has an anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
Tigger's bipolar manic.
Well, his name rhymes with the N-word, you know, too. I mean, you'd be... You'd be very upset
and then he gets depressed when he loses his stripes. He gets in a depressed phase.
Right.
And Owl's narcissistic. And everyone's got a... Kanga and Roo are very enmeshed, symbiotic relationship.
How old are you guys over there, Drew? What's going on?
12.
What the hell are you guys doing?
Christmas.
Are you on the clock?
Christmas.
All right, but listen. Let me ask you this about child psychology. Do you doubt that I could go in and handle a couple patients tomorrow without being detected?
Yes, of course.
How many kids' books could I write tonight? 30? And all that kid stuff's great. It just get into it. I'm just saying, it's good money. No one ever says anything. And it sounds good, too. What do? I write children's books. Oh, that's great. What do? Child psychology. Wow, that's fantastic what you're doing. Who are we talking to, Drew?
I know, but you hung up on him.
Oh, really? All right. All right, so what should she do? Not get raped anymore?
And back to the therapy. She has a lot of feelings about being in the room with somebody.
Yeah.
But she needs to talk to somebody who has a history, has expertise in dealing with trauma victims, and get going so she can have her life and relationships back.
Drew, do we, not that it hasn't happened or doesn't happen, but I get the feeling that you and I are one of the few people walking on the earth that understand that your average, you made the comment a few minutes ago, that the average 14, 15, 17-year-old who gets raped was raped at age 5, 6, 7, or 8.
Yes. Especially secret, doesn't tell anybody. I mean, that guarantees it.
As a society, it seems like we're completely unaware of that.
Yes.
Almost totally.
I remember Dr. Mike I had up here?
Yeah.
I had that conversation with him today, and I made this statement. I said, I've not met a 14-year-old rape victim that wasn't first sexually abused between 6 and 8. I've just not met that. And he was like, wow, blah, blah. I said, just trust me, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
And then tonight was another example of that.
Yeah. No, you want to hear something weird, I announced that today at work.
Oh.
And I don't know why. Yeah. No, I didn't say 14. I think I said 15, but I said
14, 15. 16, 17, 18 is a little different, but 14-year-old, something about that age, there's vulnerability there.
I haven't talked to a 15-year-old that wasn't raped at 7.
Yeah.
Or I don't think I said raped. I said sexually abused or something. But as a society, I don't think we really know that.
You were probably attacked for that. All those commies you work with.
Those right? pussies.
Right?
No, they weren't listening. Oh. But if they had, they'd been listening. There would have been attacked. Here's the point. We don't know that as a society, And it's kind of an important thing to know because
that's how you treat these people. That's how you find out what's going, why they're such good victims.
It's also a good way not to get someone raped.
That's right. And to pick the people who are at risk for rape, the survivors of sexual abuse.
All right. We've now used the word rape 126 times, and we're just a few days from Christmas, Drew.
Oh, yeah. Well, Happy New Year.
Yeah. Let's move forward.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 8 cold pills a day.
A rapist.
Is that all you have from that, Anderson, or do you have the whole thing? Because it always cracked me up.
In order to reach these kids, Hack will have to become a rapist. A rapist.
See, that's my new thing. I want to do the promos where this week on Hack, in order for Hack.
Only for Hack?
Huh?
Only for Hack?
I can do the handler will work nicely, too. All right, let's try it this week. A hack works the best. Yeah. A handler could work.
This week on The Handler, in order to catch an arsonist, the handler's going to have to become a rapist.
Rapist.
Yes.
See how that works?
Yes, yes.
And it works for every crime.
Yeah.
Every crime. You just end with rape.
And it's evergreen. Never gets old.
Never gets old. All right.
Let's take this call, huh? Real quick.
Let's take this call. Rape is not a sexual crime, though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It is not. It is not a sexual crime. You just come at the end. But it's not a sexual crime. It's no different than any other violent crime.
A machine gun.
If I pistol whipped you outside of the studio and took your wallet and then came, it would be no different than that violent act. Do you understand, Drew? It's no different than aggravated assault, where you come. Vehicular manslaughter, if you came. Armed robbery, if you come. You see what I'm saying, Drew? It's a violent crime. It's not a sexual crime. That's what you, but you come. But you have to understand it's a crime of violence, not sex, where you come. Okay? Please. I can't make that message strong enough, Drew. All right, you ready to move forward?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You understand, if you were working at a convenience store.
And a guy came in with a...
And I came in.
Yeah.
And you were behind the counter.
Yeah.
And I jumped over the counter.
Yeah.
And I smacked you in the head with a blunt object.
Billy club.
Blunt force trauma to the head.
Yeah.
And knocked you out and cleaned out the cash register and then came. It would be no different than that. Okay?
But it's a little different, though, because where would you come?
In the register. In the change drawer, obviously. Not where the bills are.
Wouldn't have to be on the in the
person. It'd be in you.
Okay.
It'd have to be in you. But not sexual. Okay. That's why I'm going to start trying to get beating off into that. I'm just physically assaulting my penis. It's not a sexual thing.
It's a violent act.
It's a violent act.
It's an act of aggression.
Hand is turned on my penis. It's attacked my penis. And, and I come. But it's not a sexual act. You understand? It's a violent act. All right, let's take a break here,
Drew. Yeah, I think so. I need it.
Is it hot in here?
Yes, all of a sudden.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. You know what I was thinking about when I was hawking up an oyster in the bathroom was Christmas parties. Mm. Crank Yankers. We're having our Christmas party tonight.
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
Yeah. Well, it starts at 9 and it ends at midnight. We had to come in early tonight to do a little something for the best of. Yeah. Now, I'm an executive producer of the show.
Yeah.
I guess who pays for the party?
You. Yeah. Have you made any of these parties?
No, I made any parties. But here's the point. Tonight, as we sit here, $1,400.
You out of your pocket.
Out of my pocket.
That's nice.
Yeah, so everyone drink up and enjoy. $1,400 goddamn bucks. Let me tell you something. You know, my sister's wedding probably ran about $400, knowing my family. It was at my grandparents' house and
plastic.
Yeah,
plastic utensils.
Plastic. My grandmother was telling me about it. She said, the groom Christoph was getting very, it's my brother-in-law, was getting very demanding. And at one point when he wanted metal utensils instead of plastic, that's where I had to draw the line. And I thought, oh, yes. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Is your grandmother saying this?
I mean, he doesn't want to use a spork on his wedding day, you crazy old woman. You're right. What a wild extravagance. actual
utensils.
Utensils made out of metal.
Yeah.
Are you high? These are the Corollas, everybody.
Well, by the way,
wedding day.
Your wife.
I thought he was going to say an ice sculpture, the size of the Empire State Building.
Your
right?
wife, at the concert we were at last weekend, filled my head full of ideas about how similar you and your grandmother, in fact, are.
Yeah.
And your buddy Don sat there and went, oh, yes, same person.
Yeah, except for I spent $1,400 on a Christmas party.
And
I
complained like a mother effer about it.
What?
Please.
How dare you? How dare all of you? Plastic.
And your wife was loaded, too. I mean, this is a loose tongue. She was letting it all out.
Yeah. She got no problem chopping me down.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's good. It's great. It's very fun.
Yeah. Keep it up, everybody. Let's see. Sean?
Yeah.
14?
Yeah. By the way, yeah. I love you guys. You guys are great.
You know, your age, 14?
Yeah.
Reminds me of the $1,400 I shelled out tonight for Christmas party. Hey, Sean, you're 14 years old. Could you imagine? And give me the wildest scenario that you'd shell out $1,400 for a party that you didn't show up at. Could you imagine?
Yeah. Inconceivable.
Out of the realm, out of the spectrum of possibilities for you. You can't even think about that, can you?
Funeral.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your own funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be the only one. Yeah, Sean, quick.
Smart.
Well done.
Hey, Adam.
All right. What's up?
Just curious. How much do you think you're making tonight just for this show, though? Just curious.
This particular show?
Yeah, have you ever done the math?
Yeah, I have. I could do the math. What, 20 a... what do we do? 20 shows a month?
About that, yeah. About 200 right. a year.
About 200? Oh.
No, that's not right. Yeah, that's right.
About 220 a year.
Do we do 200 a year?
I'd say 220 with the best ofs and whatnot.
Yeah. We take about 20 off.
Oh, we take about 20 off? Yeah. True. You take like 80 off going to different colleges around the country. So we make like...
Chris, stop laughing at his stuff.
He's starting to
saddle up to you a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, Chris knows where his bread is buttered. That's engineer Chris. We make like $4,000 a show, something like that, maybe more, $4,500 a show. Yeah. But... Yeah, after I get done paying for everyone's kids to go to school and garbage man and stuff like that, I see about half of that. Then you got your agents and managers and all that. Now, I might be breaking even tonight.
That's right.
All right. All right. It's a push, but I don't get anything to drink. What's happening?
Oh, but you will.
Oh, but I will. Sean?
Yeah, all right. So my question is, there's this cough and cold medicine.
Corsetin?
It's a pill. Corsetin,
yeah.
Yeah, and if you
DXM, it's dextromethorphan you're taking.
Yeah, and I've experienced that if you take about 8, you get a really good high off of it, and I'm wondering why that is.
It has some PCP qualities to it and some methadone qualities to it at high doses.
Ooh, wow.
And it's a dissociative, basically anesthetic. It is very dangerous and clearly, clearly damaging to your brain. If you look at the websites out there, I did a piece on this for Good Morning America about a year ago, and I looked at all the websites that were out there glorifying this, and even the ones that were scientific and still trying to defend it had to ultimately admit that it didn't look good. Didn't look good. It's dangerous.
But
good times.
Good times. Good times. All right, Sean.
All right.
Don't do it anymore.
Okay. All right. So long-term effects, any?
Yes. Brain damage.
Wow.
Yeah. Depression, mood disturbances. But, you know, I had another meeting this week with a psychiatrist and a researcher, and we were talking about manic depression, how much of it we're seeing these days. And one of the theories that one of these researchers proposed...
Child psychologist?
How'd you know that?
People aren't playing with clay enough? Is that his theory?
He had some Play-Doh with him.
People are not making crap out of clay.
But we were saying that there's some theory, some believe that all these use of serotonin reuptake inhibitors might be inducing bipolarity, the antidepressants in kids.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you for sure the drug addiction, the drugs of abuse are inducing bipolar. I see that all the time.
Yeah, it's so hard to chart these kinds of things, though, isn't it?
Well, it's hard, yeah.
But, I mean, we're getting to a place where a few years from now, we'll have some records. Yeah?
And let me, and as someone who's seeing it evolve in real time, let me assure you it's happening.
All right. Let me say this quickly. Oh, screw it. Let's keep going. I'm tired.
That's good.
I just think, you know, I was thinking we were talking about how much money we make a show. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing I can't stand. And go ahead, everyone, try it. Listen to your favorite morning show. Call them up and ask them to tell you how much they make a year. See if they tell you. You'll never, ever hear it. Or ask them how much they made to do a commercial or a spot or appearance.
But
they'll never, ever do
it. The morning show thing particularly, you have mentioned why they wouldn't want to talk about it.
They don't, because they want you to think they're one of you're one of them.
And that A and B, when you find out,
you're pissed. Yeah, you're like, these guys aren't that funny. What? $3 million bucks a year? You kidding? They're not that funny. That's how it works.
Because in your head you're thinking a lot of money. It must make 80, 90 grand a year.
Most people think these guys have second jobs. Like, hey, they only work from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. That's 4 hours. They probably have some sort of part-time gig at a They probably work somewhere. They work at a bookstore,
computer
or at a surf shop, or something like that. They work at an Apple Center from noon to five every day, or something like that. Are you high? These guys make tons and tons of money. But here's the thing: they'll never say it, and they always pretend like they don't. That's what I like. I like it. I like it when Letterman gets up there and says to like Al Roker, "Well, if I was making your kind of bucks, I could do it." Yeah, really? $30 million a year you're making? Not enough. Huh? Can't make it on the 500 grand a week you're pulling in? Not gonna be able to afford that Jag? Really? What is that? And it's an insecurity. And also, there's this thing about showbiz, like, hey, you're never talk about how much money you made. You'll alienate your audience.
I think that's their feeling. Yeah.
Screw the audience. What do you mean we're in showbiz? You're supposed to be making money. You're in show business. You got five shows, supposed to be rich. What are you talking about? What do you think? You're making garbage man or substitute school teacher makes? No. You got a lot of money. All these guys do. All these syndicated radio show hosts, these guys are making millions of dollars a year. It's not even close. I mean, you guys make 40 grand a year, 50 grand a year, but you know a guy who makes 80 grand a year and you think he's doing good? These guys make millions. But they're one of you, and they can't afford this and that. Please, give me a break. These guys are so full of crap. Listen, if you're in show business, fine. You make money, you make money. People say to me, well, how much did you make for that commercial for the Burger King? 450 grand. How much you make for that, other phone thing? How much did I make for that? Like 350 or something.
How much did you make for Crank Yankers?
Like, I make like 18 grand a week. No.
Wow.
No, like 16. Something like that.
During production.
Yeah, not when it's...
It's like nine weeks production, something like that, 8 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. but wait a minute.
Yeah.
First off...
You have to work, though. I mean, you're working that way.
No, I don't have to work. But here's the thing. First, you're taxed. Just whack everything in half and then start whacking it again.
No. Well, before you whack it in half, you hand over a bunch of stuff.
No, listen. You.
No, I beg your pardon. You whack it in half and then you hand over some money to your agents.
You'd vomit. You guys would all physically get ill if you knew how little of that you ever bring home. But just the point is, and you know, listen, you got to strike deals. You got to invent stuff. You got to do this and you got to do that. You got to get in with that Kimmel, too. Guy's a golden goose.
Ah.
But here's the point.
Oh.
I'm just tired of people who are in show business pretending like I said, Letterman, who makes like $30 million a year, saying to guests, well, I can't afford that. Please. Let's just stop it, everyone. And especially, I just love to hear a morning show guy go ahead and admit. Yeah, go ahead and say you make $1.8 million a year or $3 million a year.
You're bringing up something that's sort of a sore point for me, too, which is I hate the BS that's in media. I sort of focus on journalism and news and all the BS, the things that pass as truth. It's just BS.
Yeah, just look. If you're growing weed and you don't want the IRS to find out about your money, fine. It's one thing, but if you're just paying them, go ahead. You know, when we get these idiots on here who are supposed to do Playboy, and I ask them what did Playboy offer, I can't talk about it. Why? What's wrong? Well, it's not for the money. Oh, really? Would you do it for free? You whores, please. Tired of all these skanks. What's that name? What's that chick's name? Jerry from Survivor?
Yeah.
Oh, that coos. Good riddance.
She's actress.
Oh, she's a great actress. I remember she came in here and I was like, hey, you better get on that Playboy thing. You know, you got to strike while the iron's hot. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, well, they're coming at you now because you're on Survivor. Oh, no. They were like, it had nothing to do with Survivor.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, and it's like, well, what are you doing then? You got to get on this, you know? You get some money out of them before the new Survivor comes out. Oh, no, I've been an actress all... Yeah. All right. It's great. I'm sure. Yeah.
I see her name on Marquee all the time.
No, she's huge. She's all over Broadway. She's huge. Huge talent. Bonafide talent. All right.
I actually am saddened by all that reality stuff. I mean, I was involved with that Big Brother One thing. I saw some people's lives sort of destroyed. People don't even remember who the hell that
here's
was.
Here's the point. I'm making the big bucks. That's the important thing. All right. You ready to go here,
that
Drew?
Is important.
Yeah, because here's where I get the big bucks, because I rip off ideas like Germany or Florida.
From shows that you work on.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Natalie?
Yeah.
And everyone knows how you got here.
Yeah,
you knew somebody. You knew somebody.
I knew the head.
And now no one can fire you.
I knew the head of radio. All right, what's up, Natalie?
Oh, I have a Germany or Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. We need
Germany or Florida.
Yeah, okay. It was Michelle Branch, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Natalie.
Okay, there are Holocaust museums in both Germany and Florida.
Really?
One of them is...
Hold on, but the Florida one is pro-Holocaust. That's what they don't tell you.
Yeah,
it's
well. Also,
it's
you
more
have
of a monument.
You have to have a swastika tattoo to get in.
Well,
in Florida,
there is a discount. Seniors and guys with the swastika tats on their foreheads. All right, Natalie. Yes.
Okay. One of them is building a memorial honoring homosexual concentration camp victims.
Ooh.
Which Germany or Florida?
It's hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, because Florida.
That would be a Floridian impulse.
Yeah.
But Germans are much more sort of into that stuff.
Steeped in that stuff. Holocaust.
Yeah, and sexual stuff, too. And anything, you know what I mean?
Well, but here's the thing. The Germany has to keep, and by the way, they're overdue for a bombing. It's been like 55, 58 years. Oh, yes. We got to hit Germany again. We got to hit them. We got to hit Germany.
Right.
And Japan, too, by the way. They get hit again, too, because they were tossing things at the Enola Gay when it was at the Smithsonian Space Museum. Yeah. Good. The greatest favor we ever did, you idiots, was dropping that atomic bomb on you guys. Please. They would have been fighting with kitchen knives. They would have lost millions. They're already doing those human waves and kamikaze attacks. Are you kidding me? Best thing we ever did for that country. But anyway...
Human waves?
Well, the Japanese...
The Iraqis did that.
Japanese soldiers would do it, too. This bonsai.
Yeah.
What do you think a bonsai is? You think that's a miniature tree?
I did, yeah.
Well, it is. Yeah, it is. But it's also the bonsai attack. Just waves of guys wearing diapers just running at you. I don't know why they wore diapers, but all that, you know...
Save the clothing. They weren't going to be using it after the bonsai.
Iwo Jima and all that stuff. Just waves of guys running, just screaming with swords and stuff. Just getting mowed over. Just thousands. If we would attack the mainland of Japan, which is millions of people would have been dead. Them, mostly. I mean, a lot of American casualties, but we're just millions of them to kill.
Oof.
As it is... Yeah, 50,000 or something got killed. All right. That's war. Hey, shouldn't have bombed Pearl Harbor, by the way. Hey, there you go. Lesson learned. Yes? Okay. Good. Maybe next time you don't bomb Pearl Harbor. All right. There you go. Yeah.
Natalie,
let me say this, too, because I'm fired up now.
Yeah.
We're all worried about what we're going to do with Saddam.
Yeah.
We're cheating Saddam, okay? And, we got to throw some paint on the Enola Gay because of the... What do you think those Japanese would have done if they got hold of the atomic bomb? Perhaps dropped it on New York and Los Angeles? Maybe somewhere in Houston or Chicago? Yeah, of course they would have. Of course, the second they had it, they would have done it. A second. And what do you think the Iraqis would be doing if they had old George Bush, just had him as a prisoner? What do you think they'd be doing with him? Clown makeup on, stick up his ass, dragging him up and down the street? What do you think, Drew?
I think that would be about right. Yeah.
Not giving him a clean shave and keeping his dignity. No. All right. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah,
Hey, Natalie. Natalie. Yeah.
Oh, Adam, I agree with you 100% about Japan. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, thank you. Screw Japan.
All right, come on.
Germany or Florida?
All right, Germany.
I'm going Germany, too.
It's Germany.
Yeah. Well, it's a Holocaust one. It seems easy,
but now,
it could be a twist.
Well, it could be a twist, but now that in retrospect, she set it up so carefully. Both of them have Holocaust museums.
Yeah, so. All right. Well, we won that round.
Yeah.
For a change. Let's take a quick break, Drew.
Yeah.
We're going to take some calls when we come back.
All right.
Tired of your ranting after this. the Love Line, everybody. As you know, I'm literally a millionaire, but still, that $1,400 Christmas party I paid for tonight. And I didn't pay for it solo. Jimmy and Daniel. And
yeah, but you each pitched in $1,400, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they might be there.
Oh, of course.
They are there.
Well, Daniel's going to consume $1,400 of alcohol.
Daniel's going to drink $1,600 bucks. He's going to rack that up
for
at the
him,
bar
it's
alone.
No big deal. Yeah.
Oh, that's not even appetizers.
Yeah.
He'll eat, you know, at least probably $1,100 worth of stuffed mushroom heads.
How's he maintaining all this with his current employment status? No problem.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this business.
That's amazing.
Yeah, cut you loose, you still get paid.
Oh yeah. Really? Oh my God.
Yeah, that's my dream. Get a big contract and then
you've been living in that dream.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my dream. Hey, Joey?
Yeah.
You want to know if you can get STD from giving oral sex?
Yes.
To a girl.
Huh?
Yes, you can. Yes, you absolutely can.
But
you
know
she can get it from you, too.
What can you get? What are the
same, main, everything. Same.
Yeah, I know. Just quiet down. The main thing, you're not going to get AIDS.
You're probably not going to get AIDS. Probably not going to get hepatitis C. Could get hepatitis B. Herpes, easy.
Herpes.
What if she was a virgin?
Well, then definitely
then
herpes.
you could give her herpes.
Listen,
are you serious?
Hold on, all my young tardies out there. You cannot create a venereal disease between two people that
have never been exposed to venereal disease. Although most people have a herpetic history in their mouth, you know, they have little canker sores or something,
mm-hmm.
and so it's possible you could transmit that to the vagina.
Yeah. All right.
Not likely. Not possible. Yeah.
All right. So listen, Joey.
Yeah.
Joey.
Yeah.
Yes, she's a virgin. You're a virgin as well, or not?
Well, not until that night.
Oh, that's a nice twist.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Yes, Your
Listen,
Honor.
you're fine. Like, is she your girlfriend?
No, this is like a one night. We just.
Oh, you take someone's virginity and that's 16. It?
No, she's a friend. We just got a little out of hand that night.
But she likes you, right, Joey?
Of course.
I guess.
Oh, yeah. Joey. Oh, boy.
Because your name's Joey. Chicks
no,
love a guy.
No, it's not my name. I just said that so people don't
That's why he's not answering.
They love a guy with a fake name of Joey.
Johnny, but...
It would do you right to change your name to Joey full time. You get more chicks that way.
Right.
Yeah, as opposed to Adam.
But, so...
Right down there with Brad in terms of its drawing ability.
Everybody gets those hepatitis B shots and everything, right? Does that help?
Oh, Joey, you shouldn't be having sex with anybody. Look.
Who gets the hepatitis B shot?
Most people do. They give it to kids now.
They do?
They start early, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're protected against that. But she's a virgin. She doesn't have anything.
Yes.
She needs to be afraid of you.
Right. I can see Joey going in and, like, buying a new car and them going, do you have an extended used car warranty? This car's new. I see. Do you guys clean the interior? Do you do reconditioning? The car's new. Do you do some sort of 90-point safety check inspection?
Has it had any accidents?
The car's new, and it's salvage time. The car just got off the boat. All right, just how many miles on it? New car.
And if you're worried that she has some sort of hidden...
New vagina.
...medical problem, yeah, if she's not an IV drug user, not sexually active, you're pretty good shape.
I would like one day to not only... pop a hymen, but actually pull the plastic off the vagina. Unwrap a one. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
Yeah.
I like when you get that new car and you get that paper floor mat with the two prints where the feet go.
Yeah, well, they do that. The BMW guys do that every time you take it in.
Service place. I like the two footprints. Yeah. As if what? What are you going to do? Put them behind your ears otherwise? What? You need that kind of cue? Ah, yes, feet here. Mm-hmm. What about something on the steering wheel with a picture of my hand? Yeah.
Your eyes here?
Eyes, yeah. Zach?
Yeah.
You're 14, what's up?
Hey, I got a resolution for your cotton mouth, man.
Yeah, what is it?
Have you ever heard of a camelback?
Camelback? Yeah, that's when the chicks wear the really tight jeans.
No, it's camel toe.
Oh. Camelback. No, I don't know. Yeah.
It's like a backpack. But it's mm-hmm. got a plastic bag in it.
Uh huh.
You can put liquids in it and stuff.
What in it? Liquids are high.
Yeah. You can, uh-huh. I mean, it's got a tube that you just stick in your mouth and it doesn't leak until you bite it.
Oh, and what do you use it for? Like mountain bike riding or something like that?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Wow.
I mean, you can even put beer in it, dude.
That's what I need. I don't pass out drunk to get myself more loaded. Now I can really wet myself. Hey, that's good. Where do you get those things? Like those kind of
sporting
goods stores?
Yeah.
All right. I could look into this. I'd put it on the nightstand because I don't want to like be like a fighter pilot every night. Like,
No. I think you got to get like a big headboard and hook it up to the headboard for you on the bed.
Yeah, and just have the tube. You know, I'm going to end up choking on the tube. Oh, what happened?
Yeah.
He's saying to my wife, don't go in there. The cops said, don't go in there. Autoerotic asphyxiation using a camelback tube. Don't go in there. You don't want to remember him that way. It's a close casket. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
And do we have any guests next week?
What do we got going next week?
She's coming in here.
All right.
Just thought that'd be interesting. People to come in here around Christmas time. That's good.
Yeah. Tony?
Hello.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up there, Buckaroo?
Well, sometimes I can't quit from jerking off.
Yeah. You're preaching to the choir.
I'm like at school and I'm like doing an assignment or something. I like get on the net and I see a porn link and I don't even realize and I'm clicking on it. Pretty soon I'm just like rubbing on the outside of my pants.
Yeah.
Bogus. Yeah.
Bogus.
Nice try there, Tony.
Sorry, Tardo.
And he used the S-bomb
too. Did he drop the S-bomb?
Yeah.
All right. I'll put him on hold. I like the yell one for just 1 second though, Drew.
Yeah.
All right, that's long enough. Tony.
Yes?
You're full of crap, you little prick. Who are you kidding? How dare you call the show and waste our time?
You got another question, weirdo?
Bring it
up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Get out of my face right now. Push, you nasty dang.
We want to puke. Yeah.
Those were the drill sergeants from the show.
We'll see you in hell, Tony.
Oh, my God. All right, bye, Tony. Hey, Christopher Titus. I was just thinking about him the other day. I don't know why. He's coming back.
Thrice is coming on. Band called No Guest and Followed by Off. Another good band.
Your favorite.
Yeah. So Titus is Sunday.
Is he promoting something now, or what's he got?
New Year's Eve show.
Oh, interesting.
All right. Good guy, and he's a car guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Even if he likes his crappy American cars. But, he goes crazy with
them.
Yeah. Where are we going here, Drewski?
Krista.
Krista?
Yeah.
24?
Yes.
You faked your orgasms for the last 5 years?
Yeah. I'm just kind of, I don't know what to say about it. I guess he's my husband now. We've been married for 2 months. And I've been faking it with him since, forever, and I've always faked it with every guy I've ever been with.
Smooth.
And I'm wondering if I don't know, do I tell him or not? And I think it's my problem. I don't think it's his problem. I don't know.
Well, hold on 1 second. First off, God bless you for faking it. And here's the thing with faking it. Faking it's great. The only problem is each time the chick fakes it, she gets a little more angry at the guy.
Resentment, yeah.
Resentful. Now, Krista doesn't really sound this way.
No.
It'll
happen, though.
Very rare.
Yes.
And then it puts a guy in a horrible and an unfair position, which is he doesn't know you're faking it. He thinks you're having the time of your life. Meanwhile, you're getting more and more. It's ratcheting up. You're getting more and more resentful.
Why doesn't he know that I'm not satisfied? And why doesn't
right.
he, why
now,
can't
let,
he satisfy
let me ask
me?
You this. Okay. I've never faked an orgasm, but I.
If you could,
well, you know what I would liken it to. Like, there's been times guys have attempted to hypnotize me, and it never works. But if I close my eyes and try to be quiet long enough, and try to convince myself that I'm hypnotized, it almost sort of, almost sort of half feels like you are.
Okay,
you almost have that experience.
You want to convince her that her faked orgasms can become real?
Drew, hypnotherapy.
I see.
I'm asking you, Krista, is it just an out-and-out fake, or is it you're sort of caught halfway between. It feels good. You're clearly
and you're
not
saying
having
this
one.
Because she's not resentful enough.
It feels good. It really does feel good. But I mean, I can have an orgasm by myself, but ooh. It still feels good, and I still love it because, you know, I love him, and it feels good, but I never reached that point.
Yeah, I'm just saying, at the part where you're actually faking the orgasm, is it easier to do
away?
Because you're sort of halfway there?
No.
No. Wow. All right, so you could do it right now, for instance.
Yeah, I could.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's do a little simulation then.
You want me to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Maybe we'll have Dag have sex with you.
Are you gonna censor this?
No, just don't yell the F word out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, that's so hard. You just kind of moan a little bit,
Mm-hmm. Oh,
just,
okay.
I don't know.
All right, I'll try. You ready? Here we go. We'll get started. Okay. Oh, you got.
Oh, okay.
Well, first off, this would be like if. Let's see if you can work it out with Dag. Now you got to get it going quick.
Okay.
Here we go. All right.
He doesn't last
okay.
long.
All right. Here we go.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I will give you some smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it when he starts snoring.
What?
Right, I was unimpressed by Kristen.
Let me try. I'll try. All right. You ready? There we go.
Yeah.
See if we can buy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting close.
What?
Yeah. No, not what. You're supposed to start faking it.
Start faking it?
Yeah.
Without any, I respond to,
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's a little something there.
Yeah.
Right. And with you, Adam, there's nothing. No. So you see it's hard for her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
And by the way, ladies who are faking it, here's what I say. This is the best way to fake it. You want to keep the charade going. Yes. Yeah. Here's how you do it, Drew. Every 8th to 11th one, don't have one.
Right.
And then
8th, then every 6th one. And then start having trouble with it.
No.
Break them in.
No, I'm just saying if you want to keep it going,
if you never want
a guy to catch on, every 9th one, go, I'm sorry, baby. It wasn't happening for me tonight. Yeah, I got freaked out.
Don't need it tonight.
Oh, Tammy, it works. Been riding me like a mule. I can't get her out of my head. I'm just not. I'm sorry. Not you. And then you have it the next time. The guy feels like a sense of accomplishment at this point. All right. I do that. Oh, you do?
Yes,
smooth.
I do.
Smooth.
That's hilarious.
Chris, you gotta start instructing him a little bit, because you know what you need to do. You know how to do it for yourself. You got to teach him how to do that.
I don't know if I just can't put my mind in that place or something, but when it's the two of us together, he said that, since we've gotten married, I've been a little bit more or less inhibited in bed, I guess. I don't know.
Listen to me. Here's what. Why are these chicks from Minnesota? They're 24 and they sound like they're in their 40s.
Mm.
Like, we're going to get some Utterbomb and we're going ice fishing tomorrow. I made some sandwiches. You love ice fishing, right?
Yes, I do.
You wonder why the people that part of the country got a couple extra pounds on it. here's a national pastime.
Ice fishing?
We push a Sears gardening shed out in the middle of a lake. We drill a hole in it, and then we sit there for 11 hours pounding beer and eating cheese logs and watching the Packers.
They even have a TV in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, they got these... I had a girlfriend that was from Minnesota. They have these elaborate palaces on skis.
Really?
Shove them out there. There's a hole in the floor. You get a power auger, big auger bit. You auger down through the ice. You just sit there pounding beer the entire day on a block of ice. And you're watching TV.
Wow.
Yeah. We're doing some ice fishing. And by the way, making the announcement that we're doing some ice fishing is more like, cut out the trip to the lake. This is it. I'm going to sit on the sofa for 9 hours and pound. I'm going to drink a case of Keystone beer on the sofa.
Uncomfortably cold. Uncomfortably hard surface.
Stay where you are and just start drinking.
Not a sofa, even. On a bench.
Sit on a bench and just drink. Go outside when it's snowing and just pound beer.
Wow.
Yeah, she loves ice fishing. All right, so Don't tell him you've been faking all this time.
No, but ease him into the real thing.
Ease him into
it. It's like, I'm having trouble with this. Help me out.
And, yeah, but don't get into that. I've been faking the whole time.
Yeah, oh, boy, no. Ooh, right. What happened to that call?
Yeah,
was off. Line four there still?
No, they're gone. Screw them. Astara?
Hello?
Astara? Asteroid? What's your name?
It's Astara.
Astara.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like a Russian porn star name, but yeah, my parents were on drugs, so.
Are they hippies?
Were they really on drugs?
I think so, really.
Yeah.
My mom was in rehab a little bit for drugs, so.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so I'm afraid of penises, and I know that sounds like really immature, and I swear this is not a fake call. I really
believe you.
Like, when I have sex, it's like really, I don't know, I feel like I'm so uncomfortable because I don't want the guy like staring at my thing, and I don't want to look at his thing, and I just feel like a little kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
If,
is there something wrong with me?
Yeah. But maybe we can explain it. Anderson.
With the juxtaposed sound effects.
Let me hear Dag having sex one more time, Anderson. I can never.
There's another version of it, too, out there. A better one.
Yeah, there's a better one.
He snores longer afterwards.
Yeah.
I just cut it short, sorry.
Oh, yeah, don't cut it short. You got it. Don't look at me. Turn it up.
I will give you something to smile about.
Now let it breathe, Anderson. That's what it's like. And he's on top of her, too. She can't move. Oh, I need that on a loop.
Did I tell you I went out to Bonnie Hunt and saw him?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
They were singing and dancing. Unbelievable production. These two were just, I mean, Dag's a musician. I didn't know that.
No, does he play instruments?
No, he's singing. But it's
he's a good singer.
Music.
Yeah, he's a good singer.
Yeah.
All right. All right, you ready to rock?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Astra, yeah.
Hello?
All right, so we're trying to figure out what's up with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's not as though there's something characteristic that we can say, oh, yes, this is very indicative of fill in the blank.
Yeah.
You sound fine. Do you have normal relationships?
No, they seem to only last like 2 weeks. I feel like I'm a hoe most of the time. Like,
how many times have you sort of put yourself in that position?
A lot.
How many times?
Just this past year, like 20.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh.
All right. Sexual abuse?
No. But I was, like, corrupted at a young age by—well, not really young, but I was, like, 12, the first time, like, I did anything sexual with a guy.
Okay, that's bordering on abuse, and no doubt the guy was 19.
He was 18.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's sexual abuse there.
Yeah.
But it's not child—you weren't a child yet. You're sort of pre-adolescent.
Corrupted's an interesting way to phrase it.
Yeah, traumatized.
Did you have
abused.
Sex with him?
No, he fingered me, and I really didn't like it. It hurt, and my boyfriend wanted to do that to me this summer, and I was just like, no.
But still, something more must have happened before that to put you in the position to act out like that.
Moms in rehab, druggy parents, I'm sure chaos. And here's the thing,
my
too.
Family's, like, mega dysfunctional, so.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where this is all coming from. You're acting out sexually.
Is it just I'm not, like, mature enough, ready for sex? I'm only 16.
Here's what's going on. I think you were traumatized, just maybe not overtly, but just the fact that you come from such sort of chronic dysfunction and a drug addicted mom and the whole finger blasting at 12.
And maybe you're an alcoholic
all this other stuff.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You might be an addict. Are you using drugs and things when you act out sexually?
Am I doing drugs? Yes.
Or drinking? Yeah.
I have a problem with, I heard a caller call about Corsine, and I have a problem popping those a lot.
And when you have sex, are you usually loaded?
Usually I'm, like, drunk.
Okay, so this is really part of your whole addictive syndrome, that there's trauma, and now there's addiction, and sex, and sexual impulses, and, you know, it's sort of stimulating that part of the brain, which is what drugs and alcohol do, is part of how you try to regulate and deal with the trauma. And it's on your sort of addiction is underway here, and you might want to take care of it because that's going to get a lot worse.
Chlorocedin, you need to take a chill pill. And maybe
I know.
A brain vacation.
Or maybe take a chip.
Yeah, I took 16 2 weeks ago, and I swore I wouldn't do them again. So.
A newcomer, Chip.
You ate 16?
Yeah, I was 16.
Wow. Okay, listen, baby doll. Then you're probably cute, and you can get away with murder. Just you think you reel it in a little bit?
Yeah, I'll try. I'll try going back to counseling again. So.
Yeah, do that. And look, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
More than counseling, Esther. You need to get in recovery. You're an addict, and it's underway.
Let me say this, Drew.
Yeah.
Okay. Call me old-fashioned, but...
You're old-fashioned.
Tell me what you think of this.
All right.
I think we're missing discipline in our society.
Yes.
And I think the notion of nobody can tell you what to do...
Oh, that's the worst thing in the world.
And a lot of it... That's
damaging to people. People need to learn how to contain themselves, and you learn that from external containments.
Well, here's the thing. Nobody's right. Nobody's wrong. Only people are different. Yeah. Everyone's a winner. There's no losers. We shouldn't compete. Mm-hmm. You know, schools shouldn't give out grades. There shouldn't be any trophy for the championship. Yeah. Everyone should get the same trophy.
No,
and then this whole thing, too, of like, you know... You don't listen to any adult but your parents, you know. You don't listen to your teachers. You don't listen to this. There was a time when every adult was your parent.
Right.
It was like, hey, man, if one of your friend's dads came in the room, you snapped to it. Yeah. Like you were scared. I always remember being scared of, like, my friend's dads, you know. I was like, hey, they're an adult. It's like they have jurisdiction over you. Right. You're in their house. You're like their kid. They want to give you a SWAT, they'll give you a SWAT. They want to give you a timeout, they'll give you a timeout. They'll do whatever they want.
That's right.
And I'm not saying corporal punishment is a good thing, but there was a time when there was a sort of a discipline.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, I had... Pop Warner football coach, they'd call you a wussy, grab you by the face mask. If two kids were getting into a fight, they'd grab them both by the face mask, like mash their heads together and their helmets together. They'd like have them go at it and stuff. It was a scrappier, tougher time. But it sort of gave people the idea that, look, I don't have to give in to my every whim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this whole thing now is like, hey, if you feel like doing it, it can't be wrong.
Oh, no,
must be a way to correct it, but it certainly couldn't be your fault or your problem. We could get you into rehab. Or how about people just hunkering down and not doing things?
That's right.
You know what I mean? How about
effortful control? The ability to take subdominant impulses and choose those over the dominant impulse.
Right. You're having a lot of indiscriminate sex. You're drinking too much. You're getting loaded. You're getting yourself into bad situations. You wish you could stop. How about stopping?
Yes.
How about not getting loaded? How about not banging that guy? That's how about not getting yourself in that situation?
Yep.
How about not blaming everyone around you and just doing a little bit of it? It's nothing nothing wrong with forging a little discipline in the youth. And I just wonder, it just seems like, you know, every time you turn on the TV, someone's suing somebody for something that they did, you know, that they brought
on, the other
everyone
part.
Is someone else's fault.
That's the other part, to externalize everything, to feel as though everything that happens to you is outside of your control and the result of people doing things to you. That's a horrible way to go through life.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, somebody's suing the city because even though the arms came down in front of the railroad tracks and the lights were blinking, they were still able to mash through the arms and get hit by the train. So we've got a lawsuit.
Yeah,
the arms should have stopped the car.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. Mm. And after being just sort of bombarded with that, maybe start thinking,
whatever.
Everyone owes me something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. So listen, and we talked to a lot of people. They're truly addicts. They have the gene, whatever. They were victimized. They were survivors of abuse. But look, if you're someone like Astara, whatever you are, look, you know what you're doing. You maybe need some therapy. I'm sure you do. But go ahead and stop.
And remember,
the meantime,
there's a flip side to this too, which is the guys, which are trained to believe that, hey, just a girl likes sex. It's Samantha from Sex and the City. She's liberated.
She's
just expressing herself. She just likes sex.
She smells like cough medicine, man.
As opposed to this being an addict who's profoundly disturbed, acting out.
Hey, she's a woman, and she's a sex. What's wrong with a woman being sexual? Are you intimidated by that, man?
Right.
She's expressing herself because we've been, as a society, telling her she can't do that.
Right.
But now she's acting out. Yeah. Okay.
And strangely, they always have the abuse history and always the alcoholism.
Yep. Rusty.
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a quick hypothetical about Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Who would you rather hang out with less? Kim Cattrall's character Okay. Or the actual Kim Cattrall. Because they both sound like just a crazed coos. Now, the real Kim Cattrall, at least you feel like you could nail the character.
Yeah.
You get a BJ out of
right.
it. The real Kim Cattrall just seems like a wild bitch. She seems more affected than almost any actress I've ever heard of.
Yeah. I like the way that she and her husband published that book on how to have a great physical relationship and then divorce 3 weeks later.
How are they doing? Oh, divorce.
Yeah, 3 weeks later.
Interesting.
That's good. Well, they have all the answers. She's a liberated woman.
I just remember when they were interviewing her before the Grammys or the Golden Globes or whatever the hell she got nominated for, what was it, an Emmy. And she was like, hey, Kim, what do you think about you and your other cast? I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to jinx it. She said very seriously, and then went on to lose. So here's the thing. What about next year? You should talk about it.
Get
a bullhorn. You get one of those cars with the big megaphone on top. You drive up and down the street
like
talking about your nomination.
Latin America in the 20s.
yeah, like a Banana Republic right. Dictators being put into office and Rusty.
Get me a beer. I don't care. Hello.
Hey, Rusty.
Yeah.
Who's getting you a beer?
My son.
That's what I call a role model.
Yeah. Hello? One day he's gonna grow up and be just like his old man.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. A beer mule.
Oh.
How old's your son, Rusty?
2.
No.
No way. Put him on the phone. Let me see if he says something into the phone. Go get him. Go get him. Is he there?
Here, say something.
Hello?
Say something. He's not talking.
Hello? Did he get the beer?
Hello?
Yeah. Did he get you a beer?
No. He went to his room.
Tell these kids, back in my day, I would have come back with a pony cake for my dad.
We put Rusty in about 53 years of age.
Ooh.
But
hello?
In fact, he's 26.
Hey, Rusty, what do you do for a living?
Right now, I don't.
Right now.
Oh, right now, that's the kiss of death. What do you do right now?
I'm between jobs.
What? How do you support yourself?
I live with my mom right now.
Right now. I like the way he accentuates the right now, too.
Yeah.
Well, right now.
Yeah. You got to put the right now before the statement. You got to go, well, right now, I'm living with my mom. You see what I'm saying?
Right now, I'm living with my mom.
Yeah. That was good, Rusty, but that's a little bumpy. Let's try it one more time. Ready? All right, I'll cue you. You ready? Where are you living?
And
I went down on my girlfriend, and she got... Mm-hmm. Pus that came out of her vagina.
All right. Hold on one second, Rusty.
Okay.
You know, could you imagine, though? I mean, I guess he knows he's on Loveline. He had the question, but just imagine if he was filling out some paperwork, like a job application. residence, I went down to my girlfriend. Some pus comes out of her vagina.
Vagina.
All right. Rusty.
Yeah.
All right. Pus came out of your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Is she the mother of the 2-year-old beer jockey?
Yes, she is.
She is.
That's good.
But you guys don't want to get married?
No, we're not going to. She doesn't want to get married to me.
Why?
She said that's not her thing, that she doesn't want to get married to anyone.
Yeah, especially when you probably said, I'm never getting married.
No. Well, hold on a second. Hold on, Rusty. Rusty ain't exactly the catch of the year.
No, I understand, but she had a kid with him, you know.
Yeah, but she could have sized. There are women out there who don't want to get married.
All right. Good guy.
Between gigs, Rusty, living at home.
But he's living with the girl now. She's living with him.
Is he living?
All the kids there.
Rusty?
Yeah.
You living with your girlfriend now?
Yeah, she lives here, too.
See?
Ooh. And who lives there? Your mom and...
My mom, my grandfather, our 2 sons, and her.
2 sons?
Both our kids.
And her?
And her.
By the way, if I'm grandpa, that's where I just I put the shotgun in the mouth. I take the sandals off and use the toe.
Yeah, but he's developing his abuse farm.
All right. Abuse farm. Right? Great band. Hey, Rusty.
Yeah?
First off, a couple things. Can you stop having the kids, perhaps?
No, she's pregnant right now, but that's it.
Oh, that's it. Just this
no,
one.
Rusty, come on. You're making this up. She's pregnant now?
Yeah.
But Rusty, you don't have a job.
Yeah. I just applied at a place, so.
Oh, all right.
I applied at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's different then.
All right. What department you want to work in?
Well, I put lot attendant.
Oh, I see. Yeah, out there collecting the carts. They got the big carts. Okay. Hey, Rusty.
Yeah.
Okay, no more kids, please. For the love of holy Christ, no more kids. You got two boys already?
Yeah.
Oh, I always hate that, too, because that's a violent criminal instead of a stripper and a porn star. You know what I mean? When you have the girls. All right,
I just screwed up in life. I don't...
All right, buddy. Listen, Rusty.
Bogus.
Yeah, it's bogus.
Yeah.
It's bogus, right?
Yeah.
Hang on, though. I'm still kind of intrigued by Rusty.
Yes. If it's not bogus, I'm intrigued. If it is bogus...
I'm intrigued, too.
Well done.
Was he crying?
Yeah.
He was crying, but I think it was... It's tough. It's tough.
This is the AIDS call. We have to take it seriously.
No, we don't. But I'm intrigued. Yeah. And by the way, we punch out at midnight. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back to unravel the mystery of Rusty after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Yeah.
My balls hurt. My nose hurts.
Yeah, it's bad times.
It's bad times.
It's tough being a crawler.
Oh. When we left off, we were speaking to young Rusty. Rusty's 26. Rusty, right now, Rusty's living at home, and right now, Rusty's in between jobs.
Yeah.
And he broke down and started crying.
Maybe.
And it felt bogus.
Yeah. The right nows were a little bit...
The whole thing has felt a little bogus.
Yeah, the right nows were a little accentuated.
But he didn't play along.
And he held out, if there's a mason jar coming, he held out nicely on that.
Yeah. Let's get back to the Rust Master. Rusty?
Yeah. I was crying.
You weren't?
No.
What were you doing?
When I talk about it sometimes, I know I screwed up. I know I can't. I have two kids, and I can't provide proper for them. And I know that my wife's pregnant again, and that I can't.
Hold on now. You called her your wife, whereas a minute ago she was your girlfriend.
I call her my wife to everybody. She doesn't want me doing that. She won't get married to me.
And how old's your second kid?
Two. I have a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm. And you applied for a gig at the Home Depot.
Yeah.
And you're living at home.
All right. So and something came out of your girlfriend.
I went down on her, and it was like a white pus.
How pregnant is she?
6 months.
All right. Well, all kinds of funky discharges around then. So.
Best to stay away from that. Listen, that's you stay away from a stay away. Here's basically what we got to do. After a good hard rain, stay away from that mouth that spits leads out to the bay.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, all the crap's coming down.
Yeah, when you're 6 months, stay away from that area.
But and also she ought to see her obstetrician because if it is a sign of a vaginal infection, which it could be, that can endanger the pregnancy a little bit.
It couldn't be anything like an STD or anything. Hopefully,
well, is she having sex with other people at 6 months of pregnancy?
Her sister said that she does. She goes out with other people sometimes.
Even in her pregnancy.
Why'd you keep playing that music?
I don't know. You know, Engineer Anderson is what you call a Yankee. You know what I mean? Makes fun of people. He's smug. He's one of them college boys. You know what I mean? He watches his DVDs and smokes his
health food, cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Well, that reminds me. I get to answer a gift.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Rusty.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, listen here, buddy boy. There's something sounds suspicious about this call. But whatever it is, you've stuck it out. You've done a good job. Now, here's the beats. Don't get anyone pregnant anymore. Oh, I don't know. This just sounds doomed. Okay, look. Right. Get the job at the Home Depot. Stop cranking out the goddamn kids, all you retards out there. And whenever there's a situation, by the way, of... I like the Anderson's answer, by the way, of why is he playing that music. And Anderson says because he doesn't have the theme from Deliverance.
He means the dueling banjos?
Yeah. Yeah. I like it's a good answer, which is, he would be playing that if he could. Stop knocking. Oh, I forget. You know what you forget about living in Southern California, Drew?
Yeah.
You forget about white trash. You really do. Because we got the Mexicans to worry about here. And that's they got their own thing going on. And we make fun of that. But we forget about the white trash. You don't find that much white trash in the Los Angeles area proper.
Right?
Well, you start traveling. You get into Riverside. Start going to those areas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Start driving to Vegas. Oh, that's when you find it. But, you know, we don't know any real good white... You just don't find that much good white trash.
Yeah.
We have foreign white trash. Here, but that's just a cultural. They're not even white trash.
Right.
That's a culture thing. Yeah, sure, there's 20 of us. We live in a refrigerator box. That's the way we do it. We're happy. You know, fine. Everyone's effing each other. No one has any money, but that's fine.
But Rusty needs to, maybe he's only 26, maybe vocational rehab. You know, get with it a little bit. Go to trade school for a year even.
Yeah.
You're not making any money right now, and your grandfather, your mom's supporting you. All right, fine. We'll make some use of that time.
I bet on the porch of the house there is a sofa on top of a sofa. There's actually a double decker sofa on top of there.
Yeah.
And you have to squeeze into the bottom one. Yeah, that's nice. All right, you ready to rock?
Yeah.
All right. Good times, Rusty.
Makes you upset.
Yeah. Crystal?
Yeah.
15?
Yep.
What's up?
Hi, Adam. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hey, Crystal.
I love you guys. You guys are funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get all happy?
Yeah.
Okay, this is my question. I want to hear Adam Carolla moan again.
How was I moaning before?
I don't remember.
What was I doing? You mean when simulating the lovemaking?
Yeah. You're basically going,
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this, by the way. I don't, have sex. I make love.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I understand.
Vomit in that sound, please. Prepare.
Yes. And, no, Crystal, you're 15. You're too young for me to simulate my lovemaking, too.
Do you have to do it?
All right. You're right. All right, so it'd be something like...
Easy.
Something like this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, let's hear Dag do it one more time. I want an entire show of just Dag in his lovemaking. You like Dag better than me.
Don't look at me. I will give you something to smile about.
Give her something to smile about.
That's what it's like. And he's on top of her, too. She can't move.
Just like a little plop here, a little skeet there. Skeet, 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 skeet everywhere. Everybody, skeet, skeet. That's how you do your threesomes with me.
Let's just hear just 20 minutes of Dag.
It'd be nice.
Just another cheer.
Yes, I'm feeling under the weather. Dag's funny. I mean, what are we here for? All right, listen, Crystal, you're too young, and I'm too tired. Let's keep going here, Drew.
Yeah. Did Miss Mama Pinsky put her little pinky in Dr. Drew's little dumper?
Dumper.
Oh, my God.
Chris?
What's up?
You're 21?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right. What's going on over there?
I'm just wondering.
Somebody just came in the mini mart?
Yeah, you at work?
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's working at a mini mart.
No, I'm not.
Well, what was the Indian thing then? Come on.
I don't know.
You're doing a little Apu. All right, listen. Apu. This is clearly bogus. So, yeah. What do you want to do? You want to do something?
Yeah. Just
do a little Indian for us.
Why did she do it?
Yeah. Keep going.
Sri Lankan.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Why did she do it? You son of a bitch.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. Wait. In and out.
No.
You do any? How about Irish? You do Irish?
Oh my God.
Who's in the background?
People.
All right. Well, you keep getting high, would you?
All right.
Yeah. By the way, that when you get that like here's how you know, by the way, the person's doing whatever you're doing, when you go, hey, listen, quit beating up. You get the immediate response.
Yeah.
Like you go,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Listen.
You got me.
Yeah. Have fun with that ball. You know, it's like the immediate, like, here's the deal. If they're not doing it, it takes a second to register. They go, yeah, whatever. But when they have the immediate reaction, it means getting high.
Yeah.
High as a kite, that kid. High as a kite.
Take a break. I don't like any of these calls.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, yo. It's Loveline. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah! That's right. I'm Adam.
What's the weather, Adam?
Listen, you pussy weatherman. I watched your ass last week with your effing 5-day forecast and your stupid convincing crap that never happens. Sitting around Sunday. I'm building a house, by the way, so I pay attention. And they go, standing in front of that big blue screen of theirs going, now tonight's going to be clear. It's going to be about 72 degrees. But now by Tuesday, now what we got here, let's take a look at the radar map. What we got here is we got a high pressure system moving in offshore. Now this will be coming in from up north. Then we get some rain up there in the Bay Area. That'll be pushing its way down to Southern California. Should arrive about 6:54 p.m. Tuesday. Now, that's going to hit, but that should blow through and clear up by Wednesday morning. Then, Friday night, we have another front that's going to come in. Now, that's going to be more powerful front. That should come either very late Thursday evening or very early Friday morning. Now, that's going to push in, but that's not coming through and heading back toward Baja. That's actually going to settle in for a while.
Because of this ridge right here. Yeah, this high-pressure ridge here will keep it.
That's all great except for nothing! Nothing! No goddamn rain the whole effing week with your stupid thing. I mean, it's like, here, why don't you, I got a better idea. Why don't you guys explain how you're going to win the Super Bowl? Well, first, I'm going to catch an out, okay? And then I'm going to do a pump because I'm going to pretend like I'm going to do a double pass play. But then I tuck it in and I start heading down the, and the cheerleaders start fingering themselves. They're so excited when they see me. Now, somewhere around the 30-yard line, I cut back against the grain because I got the speed to get around the corner. Another head fake. I pick up a block, reverse field one more time, and go in for the winning touchdown. Why don't you just talk about that, you fantasy freaks?
Where are the cheerleaders figuring this out?
This is all more part of your bizarre weatherman fantasy. Explaining on a Sunday what's going on the entire week when nothing ever happened.
Oh, my God.
Did we get any rain last week, by the way?
No.
Nah, no rain.
A little drizzle.
I don't know if it was the week before. Whatever it was, you guys were talking about two storms blowing into Southern California. Nothing. I'll tell you what blows in you. Get under the desk and start blowing. That's what you need to do. Here's what we need to do. Here's what I want you weathermen to do. Get under the desk and start sucking off the anchors. That's where you would do better work there. You'd be more useful to me there. That's what I want. Hey, it's Johnny Mountain. Where's Johnny? He's blowing me right now. That's right. Johnny, what can we expect for a 5-day forecast? More blowing. Tuesday is going to be a reach around, and Thursday expect a high pressure system where I put my thumb in your ass. Just get under the desk and start blowing, you pussies. You do nothing. All you do is cut into my sports. You know?
Oh my gosh.
Extend the sports and just shut up, you idiots. Blah, 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 blah. Coming up Wednesday, high pressure's coming in. I'm going to Thursday. It's going to move in. Like you guys have some sort of science by this when nothing ever happens. Nothing.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And then I like to make it real specific. Now, Friday, the day's going to start up. But by the end of the day, a pressure's moving in from Baja. Yeah, really? Is this total fantasy? Or maybe you're just reading the one from last year. Right, it doesn't happen. It's nothing like it. We got nothing. Not nothing. And I got a whole week of, like, covering stuff with plastic and saying, yelling at people, don't turn the sprinklers on. It's got a big storm's coming in. Like, nothing. Idiots. Someone needs to sue these people. Can we just get a class action lawsuit against weathermen? And get the hell out of here, you pussies. Go to Idaho. We don't need you. We don't need that. We don't need you in this town. Just get your pussy asses, your bad suits, and your Grecian formula, pack in your Novas, and hit the freeways. Nobody wants you. Drew, who hates weathermen more than me?
Nobody.
Here, let me explain something about weathermen. I didn't start off hating weathermen. I just found out they were wrong 90% of the time.
Now you're pissed.
Now I'm angry because they're wasting my time.
Megan.
Hey.
What's up?
I read your book, Drew, by the way. It was great.
Thank you, Megan.
And I ride horses, like, a lot. Like, I'll ride up to 6 a day sometimes.
6 different horses?
No, I ride horses, like, competitively.
But what does that mean, 6 a day? It means 6 different horses
different
a day?
Horses, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm on and off and on.
No, oh,
love line reenactment. Love line reenactment.
Which one are you going to be?
I'll be here. I ride horses a lot, sometimes 6 a day.
6 different horses?
I ride competitively.
Sometimes 6 at a time. So,
you ride 6 all at the same time?
No, I wish that'd be a talent.
All right. What do? Do you do the barrel?
No, I
barreling don't. Or you jump them?
I wear those pants and those really hot boots.
Ooh,
and the hat. That. Black
yeah.
hat.
Yeah, the hat.
The hat, by the way, the protective headgear that looks like it will come off before your head makes contact with the ground.
You'd be surprised. It's kind of suction cuppy.
All right.
It will come off before your ass leaves the horse.
Yes. Well, you're going over the horse. If you're lucky, you'll land on the helmet. It'll
yeah,
hit
if
first.
You're lucky, honestly. Like, usually it's on the jump, but you know.
All right. So, are you jumping horses?
Yeah.
All right.
And, like, sometimes I always just thought it was kind of normal because, like, I've been tested, but, like, sometimes I get, like, a pimple down there. And that would be normal due to the amount of friction, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of anaerobic bacteria get growing. And,
yeah, I mean,
it's kind of like a zit, basically,
yeah,
or a carbuncle.
Exactly.
But you can also get Bartholin's glands infected and things like that.
Yeah.
A lot of things
you
can get going.
By the way, that horse's spine is like a tenderizing hammer, you know, just pounding and pounding against that.
The abalone.
Yeah,
that's
just boom, boom, boom. You must have the softest vagina in town.
Yeah. So you think it would also make you less sensitive in that sense? I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Well, what do you mean sensitive? What do you mean sensitive? What do you mean?
Bang the crap out of that
more
thing.
More difficult to have an orgasm. I mean, I've had them.
Yeah, chicks that... Well, here's the thing about chicks with horses. The ones that are really into them are a little nutty.
Yeah.
Most chicks like horses, but the ones that love them are like crazy.
Well, I was kind of, like, born into it. Like, my parents do it and stuff, so I got stuck with it.
Jeez, didn't your parents see Gone with the Wind?
You know, I wish they had.
Yeah, well, remember the Clark Gable's kid?
Yeah.
Thrown right off that horse. All right, okay, what are you going to do it in the Olympics or anything?
I hope. I need the right horse.
Need the right horse?
Well, yeah.
I could be that horse.
Really?
Yeah. So are you hot? Because I love those pants.
I know. I get so many looks. If I, like, go out in public with them on, oh, my God, guys who would never hit on me, like, hit on me.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
True. What is, hold on, what is hotter than those high boots?
Jodhpurs.
Those tight, what do they call them?
Are they called Jodhpurs?
Jodhpur boots.
Ask the pants.
Oh, the pants. And then the red blazer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What's the pants called, Megan?
Breeches. John's
breeches.
For little kids.
Okay.
Breeches.
Yeah.
So you guys get into the breeches.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's leather boots.
Yeah, totally.
Leather boots. It's hot. A little riding crop.
Spurs.
Yeah. Oh, you have a fetish thing, huh? No, not you. Adam does. He didn't realize it, but it's beginning to emerge right here.
I like when the chicks are buttoned down a little bit. Like, I like that little outfit on them.
Buttoned down and schoolgirlish, but with the whip. But with the whip.
Yeah.
Little dominatrix thing going on.
Yeah. All right. So, listen, the vagina. Yes. The repetitive trauma it's taking.
Probably not doing anything to it.
No.
Okay.
I'm just getting a little infections going from all the.
Why don't
you? You got to keep things nicely oxygenated.
Why don't you pack a maxi pad in there? Yeah, get a little padding.
You know, I don't think that makes too much of a difference.
Hey, listen, you have a hammer, jackhammer coming through the maxi pad, and the area is occluded. No air can get in. That's the issue.
Boxer wraps his hands before he puts the gloves on. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little wrap down there. A little under and over.
All right. Maybe.
A little pad.
All right, good times.
I mean, people take little catchers. They'll put, like, insert a little foam rubber pad in their mitt. Boxers will put a little pad over their knuckles before they tape things up. What's wrong with a little pad down there?
Nothing's wrong with it.
All right. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Oh. Well, that's the show. And not a moment too soon, because my nut sack is hurting me. My nose is hurting me. I got like a little post-nasal drip.
You need some work. You need some work, dude.
I'm going into the shop, and I'm going to rejuvenate myself.
You need a septal repair. You need a hernia repair.
Yep. All right. I want to thank, let's see. First off, producer Ann for doing great bookings. On a booking roll.
Yeah.
Last few months, and more great guests coming in next week and in the new year. I want to thank junior producer Lauren for coming in here. All right, screw her. She don't get any thanks. I want to thank engineer Chris for, he's got a haircut. He's doing a great job. He's all smiles over there. He's really coming out of his shell. I'd like to see him get back into it just a little bit. I want to thank Brian for doing a phone screener. Brian for doing a wonderful job. Unclear whether Tara Don't Call Me Tara, goddammit, has left the show or not.
Long
but
gone.
I'll give her thanks anyway. And, of course, the Magic Finger one, Engineer Anderson.
Yeah,
for,
whatever.
Doing those drops and sliding them potentiometer. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. But, Rusty, you don't have a job.
Yeah.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.